Arabella, back in the Pirate's Code studio, had to lasso Blackbeard and drag him out of his cabin where he has been glued to the telly watching Clint Eastwood's spaghetti westerns. The Drifter's got the squint, and his draw was faster than a cannon blast in a gale. One twitch of the trigger finger, and the scallywags around him dropped like barnacles during a careening or hull scraping. A gentleman he is not, but a mystery, aye. And that, my dear, is far more dangerous. Mystery attracts women like myself, like bugs to a lantern. He could turn me any which way but loose, any time. Blackbeard has been swaggering about the deck all week, wearing a poncho and telling the crew, go ahead, make me day. All right, enough fast draw practicing time for a podcast. Do your thing, Captain Squint, but don't be asking the listeners, do you feel lucky, punk?
Well, scuttle me, ship. Time for another Pirate's Code podcast, eh? I, the man with no name, made squinting a deadly art. I tried it once, got mistaken for going blind. He sure didn't negotiate or parley much. Nay, he let his six-shooter speak, delivering justice quicker than a noose at a mutiny trial. Could have used a man like that in me crew back in the day. So I'd be asked to say a few words about teens dealing with peer pressure. That'd be another term for scallywags trying to get you to do something that will cause you heartache and misery, or worse. Very well. Here be Blackbeard's take on peer pressure based on me last 300 years of observing the world. Know your own compass. Before ye even hoist the mainsail and venture into the wide, wild waters of youth, ye must first take stock of the map that lies within your own heart. What be the things ye truly stand for? What lines will ye never cross, no matter the wind or weather? These values, be they honesty, kindness, loyalty, or courage, are the very compass that'll keep ye from running aground when others try to steer ye astray. Without knowing your own mind, ye be like a ship without a rudder, tossed about by every whisper of the wind. Take time each day to reflect and batten down the hatches on what matters most to ye, not what the world expects. Let your compass be trued by the North Star of character, and you'll never lose your way, not even in the blackest squall. Choose your crew wisely. The crew ye keep can make or break your journey. Mark me words, a ship full of scallywags and cutthroats will lead you to ruin faster than a cannonball in a leaky hull. But a band of true-hearted mates, those who respect your choices, lift ye up in hard times, and share in your dreams, be worth more than all the gold in Tortuga. Pick friends who challenge ye to be better, not who drag ye into trouble like a kraken pulling ye under. A good crew will help keep your sails trimmed and your eyes on the horizon, cheering ye on when the skies grow dark. And remember, it's not about how many be aboard, but the quality of their hearts. Even one loyal shipmate can help ye navigate the fiercest storm. Be true to yourself. Avast, there be nothing more precious than your own true self. In a world full of masks and mimicry, stand tall like a proud galleon, with your colors flying high atop the mast. Don't be swayed by the siren call to be what others expect. Ye be no barnacle on another man's hull. If ye hide who ye are just to blend in with the fleet, you'll lose the very spark that makes ye a legend in your own right. Authenticity be the anchor that keeps your soul from drifting into dangerous waters. It may not always be the easiest course, but the strongest sailors never back down from being real, even when the tide be against them. So raise your Jolly Roger and sail true, even if the sea be full of copycats and parrots. According to Maya Angelou, if you are always trying to be normal, you will never know how amazing you can be. Peer pressure. Be like the changing tide. peer pressure, like the tide, comes and goes. It pulls at you, sometimes gentle like a lulling wave, sometimes fierce like a raging squall. But never forget, tides change, and so do people. What seems important today may be forgotten by tomorrow's sunrise. Don't let the current carry ye where ye don't wish to go. Plant your keel deep and learn to recognize when the pressure be turning the helm from your chosen course. Just like a ship that adjusts its sails to the wind but keeps its heading, ye can adapt without surrendering your principles. The sea may try to bamboozle ye with fancy talk and fast trends, but if ye keep your bearings and stay alert, you'll sail past the pressure with your head held high and your ship intact. My humorous friend Samuel, Mark Twain says this: whenever you find yourself on the side of the majority, it is time to pause and reflect. Speak up when needed. If the wind starts howling in a way that chills your bones, don't be afraid to shout against it. A good sailor speaks their truth even when the crew grumbles. Set your boundaries clear as a lighthouse on a foggy night. Let your mates know when something don't sit right in your gut. Whether it be refusing to join in mischief or speaking up for someone wronged, your voice be a mighty tool, sharper than any cutlass. Real courage ain't in swinging a sword, but in standing firm when others falter. Let no one muzzle your words or make you feel small for sailing your own course. Ye be the captain of your own fate. And speaking up shows the heart of a true leader, brave and bold as any pirate worth his salt. Don't follow the siren's song. The siren's song be a sweet and dangerous melody, luring many a fine sailor onto the rocks. In today's world, that song be the voice of conformity, telling ye to follow the crowd, blend in, and silence your own truth for the comfort of sameness. But just because a ship be sailing in a certain direction don't mean it be bound for treasure. It could be heading straight into the maw of a whirlpool. Be ever wary of following the fleet just to feel safe or accepted. The greatest adventures be found off the beaten trade routes, where the stars above guide ye, not the fickle winds of others. Keep your eyes on your own North Star, those values and dreams that shine steady through life's fog. And you'll never be led astray by shallow siren songs that offer nothing but regret. Waldo Emerson wants to get his two bits in. Here be his take. Do not follow where the path may lead. Go instead where there is no path and leave a trail. Well said, Waldo. Have a plan for stormy seas. Even the most seasoned captains know storms be part of the voyage. Temptations, trials, and troubles will surely come, blowing hard and fast when ye least expect. But a wise sailor prepares before the clouds gather. Think ahead. What will ye do when peer pressure howls like a gale and your crew starts leaning toward trouble? Know your escape routes and batten down the hatches with a plan. Maybe it's a trusted adult or mentor ye can talk to, or a strategy to remove yourself from risky waters. Keep a lifeline handy, and don't let pride keep ye from sending up a signal flare when the storm gets rough. With a clear course and a backup in place, ye can sail through any tempest and come out stronger on the other side. Learn from mistakes. Even Blackbeard himself, that's me, took a few wrong turns on the high seas. Mistakes be as natural to the journey as barnacles on the hull. What matters most ain't whether ye make 'em, but what ye do afterward. If ye find yourself off course, maybe ye gave in to pressure or made a poor decision. Don't let shame drag ye down to Davy Jones's locker. Reflect, learn, and correct your heading. Be humble enough to admit when you're wrong and wise enough to use it as a teaching moment. A ship can always change its sails, adjust the rudder, and find calm waters again. So don't let one rough patch define your voyage. Let it refine it and make ye a wiser sailor for the next storm. develop your skills and talents. There be no better way to strengthen your hull against the winds of peer pressure than to know what makes ye special. Focusing on your skills and talents, be it drawing, building, speaking, leading, or sailing metaphorical ships, gives ye confidence and purpose. It gives ye a strong keel to hold ye steady and helps ye chart a course that be truly yours. When ye pour yourself into growing and learning, ye not only become a more formidable sailor, but ye gain pride in who ye be, so that ye don't feel the need to mimic others or chase their approval. Your gifts be like treasure maps. Follow them, and you'll discover a mighty sense of identity and joy that no crew can ever take from ye. Trust your instincts. There be a reason why old salt say, if the sea feels wrong, turn the rudder. Your instincts, those quiet nudges from deep inside, be one of the finest tools a sailor's got. Sometimes you can't explain it, but if a choice or a path feels off, chances are it be trouble lurking. The sea of life be full of glittering distractions and hidden reefs, but if you listen to that inner voice, you'll find your way clear. Don't be second-guessing yourself just because others don't feel the same pull. Your instincts be honed from experience, heart, and wisdom. Use them like a compass forged in starlight. Many a sailor saved their skin by trusting their gut when the maps failed them. Al would like to chime in here. He says, great spirits have always encountered violent opposition from mediocre minds. Aye, Albert Einstein knows how to create big booms, but he also knows about human relations. Oh, just had another thought. After playing Rowdy Yates in a television western, Clint let it be known that he wanted to star in a movie on the big silver screen. Every producer and director in Hollywood laughed him out of their office. Said he was not leading man material. Said that he was a second-rate actor at best. As Julia says in Pretty Woman, big mistake. Big. Huge. He chose not to accept their opinions of him, and he went to Italy and started making films. Became the biggest box office draw in the world for decades. Don't accept other people's opinion of yourself, even if they be the so-called experts. Final words from the helm. Remember this. Ye be the captain of your own ship, and no matter how fierce the wind or loud the crew, it be ye who decides where the rudder turns. The sea of life be full of influence, both fair and foul. But with your compass set, your sails trimmed, and your heart full of courage, there's no storm ye can't weather. Trust in yourself. Steer with purpose and sail toward horizons bright and bold. Arr! A fine voyage awaits those who dare to chart their own course. That be enough for today. 'Tis a fine day to set sail. Smooth seas and gentle breezes out here off the coast of Cuba. Remember to download the app so we can have a chat, get your QR code, and earn some gold and all that other rot I be supposed to say. Hoist the main sail, mateys. The good, the bad, and the ugly be awaiting in me cabin.